It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Flashback, throwing it back on a Thursday, and before we get, well, he's a cowboy, he's an actor, he's a Texas icon. Before we get the legendary Barry Corbin on the hotline coming up next, figured for the flashback, and for the second time this week, we delve back to the year
1980,
and we did some Johnny Lee Cherokee Fiddle back on International Violin Day on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asked, you were saying something that he dug out the rest of the soundtrack from a cardboard box. Yeah, that included this one.
Oh, yeah.
We've done this before, but it's been a little bit. And of course, from the movie Urban Cowboy, Looking for Love, Johnny Lee. That movie, of course, we'll have Uncle Bob on next. It's amazing that was Barry Corbin's first role, right out of the gate. But this, too, out of the gate, was a huge smash. The song and the soundtrack, a double album, number one all over the place, led by Johnny Lee's Looking for Love. It was written by Bob Morrison, but specifically Wanda Mallet and Patty Ryan. We've told the story about them. They were two school teachers, honestly, fresh out of college, and they just were kind of wanting to write songs on the side. Didn't necessarily, they were in Nashville, but weren't trying to write a country song, so to speak. But while one of them was backpacking across Europe, this particular line came into her head. And when she got back from that trip, teamed up, and Patty and Wanda wrote the song. To no avail whatsoever. They didn't know what to do with it. They weren't in the music business. They weren't in the industry. They didn't know exactly how to get people the song. So they decided to make a recording of it and just kind of mail it to everybody. And somehow, one of those mailings ended up in a cardboard box put at the feet of Johnny Lee, who was the house band and leading them at Gillies just outside of Houston, where, of course, Urban Cowboy would be filmed primarily. And then the movie producers went up to Johnny Lee and said, okay, we've got Charlie Daniels, we've got a few others, we got Jimmy Buffett, we got a few for this soundtrack, but we want a double album, we want to make a big deal out of this, and we need more songs. Here's a box. Find stuff.
Oh.
And Johnny Lee dug through it. And he picked this one out.
I like it.
Yeah, there's something to this one. And recorded it. And it was approved. And in fact, it was even bumped up. It was supposed to be another song completely that would be the big love song. Sissy and all that stuff
mm-hmm.
right there. But Patty and Wanda had no idea. They had no clue until finally, like about a week before the movie premiered, that the song was not only going to be featured in the movie, but prominently for Bud and Sissy.
Ooh, surprise!
Big surprise. They made it to the premiere, and essentially as writers, oh yeah, they made it. We'll have Uncle Bob coming up next.
It's Hank.
Well, I spent a lifetime